Welcome to TerryWilson3.com, the show committed to helping you grow, protect, and enjoy your money, business, and life.
Wanted to get with, yes, this is really something that seems to be scratching a lot of itches, and it looks like it's pretty lucrative.
Well, it's one of the best business decisions that I've made, you know, becoming a rep.
My intent now is being in that call center is letting people know this is the real deal. You will make money, and you don't have to have a product to promote. Just get in that call center and take calls, read a script. You will make money.
I started my own personal business 10 days ago. On Friday, I have my first two sales come through, and I have more pending. You do the activity, you take the time, you talk to the people.
You will make money.
I am in love with it. I don't know any other way to put it.
I really appreciate all the value you give. It's a lot, but I look up to you a lot. You're kind of a leader in an industry where there's lots of BS.
And by the way, I love your swag.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really, I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Well, yakety yaks, we are back and in the studio. How is everyone doing tonight? Everyone's logging in. If you can hear my lovely southern voice, let us know. Make a comment saying we can hear you, and that would be great. And that way we know we're pumping audio through here. And of course, here's my lovely cohort. Can you say hello, Reagan?
Hola.
Pardon?
Yes.
We've got a camera up for Reagan, so he can sit over and be on the camera, and I can take a drink of water and not have to be seen all the time.
I was opposed to this in every way. There was nothing about this that I wanted. But
as a matter of fact, I might just leave the camera on you so that I can sit here and mess with
the
computer.
No, let's not do that.
So anyway, so we've got some exciting stuff going on. Reagan, how many new members have we got coming on still?
It's many. Like,
Many
members.
Multitudes of new members. I tell you,
more than one.
That's which would constitute a multitude. Mm-hmm. But no, we've got several. Not just joking about it, but it is amazing to see the growth rate that we've had just here. I don't think it's slowed down since Christmas, has it?
Mm-mm. No, it has not. I'm a bit.
Do I need to cut the game off?
Yeah.
Okay, we're broadcasting a game during the NBA finals, and so I believe Mr. Reagan is a bit distracted, and he wants to show. Is Gary on tonight? Because I know Gary. Go ahead and show Gary what you're wearing.
Up there he is.
Ooh, Houston Rockets, Gary. If you guys make it to the playoffs, Reagan and I have already decided we're going to fly out to Houston.
Yeah, if we make it to the finals,
maybe we can get with you, and we'll just go watch the Houston Rockets. It'd be nice to see someone other than the Warriors in Cleveland.
It would be nice.
Yeah, but let's not bore everybody with basketball. I know not everybody wants to talk basketball, but listen, got a lot of great stuff. You want to tune in next week. We're going to have one more person. Can we put one more person in the studio?
Sure.
You don't
face wise? Maybe.
So you don't seem too enthused. You're in the easy chair. You're just over there rocking in my chair and got the laptop up. And
It's not that having a third person would be bad, because that's fine. It's more of the spacing. Somebody's going to be uncomfortable, and it's not going to be me.
Well, you've got your chair. I've got my new chair coming in tomorrow. It's going to be one of those what do you call it? It's one of those gamer chairs that I heard somebody talking about. If you're in a chair for a long time, which I do sit at this desk a lot,
What's it called?
It's got a high back, and it's they call it a race car.
Oh, you got a racer?
A racer chair.
I'm a little bit jealous, I'm not going to lie, because I really wanted one of those.
And it's supposed to lay back and do the whole thing. And
yeah, no, they're really nice chairs, and it comes with like a leg rest that pops up.
Yeah.
Those are really nice chairs.
Well, that's supposed to be coming. And so this chair will go over on the other side of the desk. And Miss Lindsay will be here, and we'll have a boom just like this for her. And so you get to share your camera with her. What do you think?
She can just have the camera. Once again, I was opposed to this camera completely.
You were opposed to the whole idea. Well, anyway. So, guys, thank you guys for coming on board and checking us out tonight. We're going to be talking about starting a home-based business. Growing your home-based business, ways and strategies that you can earn income. You know, we are so excited because I, you know, it's one thing for me to make good money at TW3 because I am TW3, but to see so many other people doing so well, it's pretty special to see, and it's pretty fun to watch. And I'm not talking about, you know, of course you got the Garys and the Tracys and the folks out there that are rock stars in this business, been with me forever. But I'm talking about new people, people that just joined us and, you know, making, you know, several thousands of dollars already. So it's really cool to watch. And so that's what we want to talk about tonight. So if you've got any questions about, you know, how you can take your money, your business, some strategies that we can help you with, that's what tonight is all about. We want to help you grow your home-based business. Now, caveat emptor, right up front, I want to get this out of the way. There's some people, there's a lot of people, matter of fact, most people.
More than one.
More than one. Yeah, thank you. That we don't recommend entrepreneurialism to. And why is that, Reagan?
It's not a fit.
It's not a fit. It's not something that we feel like right now, either through a mindset or skill set, is the right time period for them. So we tell them, you know, just wait, chill out, you know, let's build up some money. Let's create some income for yourself. Let's get some seed money before you start. And that's the beautiful thing about TW3. If you become a member, you guys are on here as a member, you know, you don't have to make a sale to make money. You can help people, get them connected with something that's right for them, and make tons of money doing it and having fun doing it. And you never have to cold call. So there's all kinds of real cool things about TW3. So without a further ado, and I don't even know what that is. Is that French, Latin, Greek?
Sounds French, sure.
We'll sounds French. Let's go there. You know, I can barely speak English. What am I trying to talk French for here? Let's go to the questions. Go ahead, Reagan.
All right. This is question one. Terry, you mentioned in your last podcast about building a business that had both active, passive, and residual income. What are those elements, and what do you mean by that? Thanks, Sarah.
Okay. So I think that came through email earlier today. That's the one I sent you that said this was an email question that wanted me to hit. So there's three types of income streams when you're building your business. And to have a healthy business, to have a sustainable business, to have a business that doesn't rise and fall on how well you do that day in selling, we recommend that you do a few things. We recommend that first and foremost, you have to have a business that is going to generate money actively. In other words, you don't have your business assets out there right now, your marketing assets out there that's just going to drive passive traffic to you. So you've got to be active. And so what we tell you is, you know, your first 3, 4, 6 months into any business, whether it be this business or any other business, well, that's your most difficult time. I liken it to launching a rocket, you know, that you're going to burn more fuel breaking away from gravitational pull. But once you get up there, start building momentum, it's not as difficult. But active income is based on what activities you were doing that day. And when you first start a business, when you first grow a business, when you start in any endeavor, the fruit of your labor is going to come about by what you do that day. So in this business, we're telling you, use the tools, drive the traffic, get in the call center, drive calls using our tools, drive calls to that call center so you can take calls, read a script, make sales, stay active, 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 because that's the only way you're going to make money. Okay, so that's active income. But Reagan, have you ever had a bad day?
No, never. What is that?
What's a bad day?
What's a bad day?
Well, a bad day is like when you've really worked your tail off and got nothing for it. Mm. You never had one of those days, huh?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Well, you know, you ought to be over here in this chair teaching this. And
how do you pronounce this? Bad day? What is a bad day?
Well, for the lion's share of people that's listening to us right now, especially if they've been in any type of sales, any type of entrepreneurialism, you're going to have a bad day. You're going to have days where you've done everything right. You've done the activity the right way. You've done everything, and you just got nothing for it. And so that's why you want another element to your business called residual. Now, Reagan, you know as well as I, where have I been for the last couple of weeks?
Like location-wise?
Well, we've been to the beach.
Oh, yeah.
We went to the beach. And then last week, for the majority of it was in the hospital or, or dealing with that.
Yeah, I didn't know if you... Which one? There's two contrasts here. You went to the beach and then you went to the hospital.
I'm not going to get too personal, but, you know, my wife had to have a little procedure, and it took us away for a while. And, you know, back when I was in insurance sales, back when I was in the music business, back when I was in the pots and pans business, back when I was in any type of business I've ever been in, you know, it was like, oh my God, that's 2 weeks out of work. If you don't work, you don't eat, because that's what sales is. Well, one of the beautiful things about this business is the residual part of it. That is, I had residual money coming in. And I think just for you guys that don't know, in full disclosure, I am an elite member in my own business. So I get the way that our elite members get paid is the same way I get paid. So if you want to get paid what I get paid, you want the same contract that I get, then become an elite member, because that's what I am. And as an elite member with TW3, you get a residual component to our business. Every time you bring someone on and you help them with their business, you sell them one of our coaching packages, or you get them involved in doing this business themselves, or you get them involved generating leads for other people and RMP and all that stuff. Whatever angle you're working at this business, when you bring that member on and you sell them one of our three packages, you get a residual off that every month thereafter. So just like, you know, Gary gets the same contract I got. Now, you told me yesterday, I think we topped out my personal, not the business, but my personal is up around above 10 now. Mm,
yeah.
10,000.
It's actually close to 11 now, but yeah.
$11,000 in residual income. So what that means is, if I don't sell another thing, if I don't sell another package to anyone, and I just keep the ones that I've got working with me happy, you know, I've got close to 11. Now, it fluctuates. It spikes sometimes, and it goes down. I don't think I've ever gotten below 8, or maybe we did a couple years ago. But, it'll get down as low as 8 sometimes, and it'll go back up to, it has been as high as 12 before. But that $10,000 a month is typically where it's at. And what does that $10,000 comprise of? That comprises of $50 a month from this member, and $50 a month from that member, and $50 a month from that member, and $50 a month from that member.
Well, for us, it'd be 47, but yeah.
Well, yeah, technically, yeah. But the point is, the same contract that my members have, I have. So it's the same. This business is wildly profitable. And that doesn't include the new business. So that's my base. That's what I make if I don't do anything. And then I build upon that. What do I want to make on top of that? And then that gets into the third part. She says, what was active income? What was residual income? So residual is, that's my part, you know, illustrating it with this business. If you're in insurance, I used to get the what they called trails in insurance. I'd sell an insurance policy, and I'd get that commission up front, and then I would get a little bit thereafter. As they kept that policy in place. It's the same thing. And then the third part of this business is what we call passive. What was the girl's name, lady's name?
Sarah.
So she was asking, because I alluded to this in our podcast before this, that to have a healthy business, to have a sustainable business, to have a business that's going to grow in wealth, you've got to have those three components. You got to have a active income, passive income, and residual income. And most businesses, I have active income. You know, I go out and I sell vinyl siding, vinyl windows. I sell vacuum cleaners. I sell thrills, pills, lotions, and potions, insurance, real estate, food, whatever it is you sell, and I make that commission. Most businesses have that. What a lot of them fail to have is the residual and the passive part. And some of the businesses that have the residual part typically are in some of these businesses that are unattractive to some people. And I'm not beating up on them. I actually like them, but some people don't. The multi-level and the network marketing businesses. I like that business model because that's the business model insurance uses. But I know a lot of them don't like that. A lot of people don't, because they're turned off because they've had a bad experience in them. And I totally get that. In matter of fact, a lot of people think this is an MLM, and it's not. And the reason it's not is because we work in the financial, or when we first started, we worked in the financial industry, and that's a big no-no if you've got your securities license. So that we specifically made our business model fit within certain guidelines that it could not even come close to being looked at as an MLM or network marketing just to keep our securities and stuff back when we had them. We don't keep them anymore because we're not in that business. But the residual part, and then the passive income, that third leg that I said you got to have to have a healthy business, is where that's where, like, you know, I told you a couple podcasts ago, we were talking about that podcast I did years ago with me and your mom talking about
coupons.
That's a Ron White reference. You got any coupons? But that's where I was teaching people how to coupon, and I was offering, you know, go over here and get these coupons. And every time I sent someone over there, I got $1.25 or something for it. And that podcast is 5 years old now, I think. It might be older. But we've made thousands of dollars and get a few dollars off of that each month thereafter. And that's just one of several podcasts I've made. So I've created this online content. So that's one of the reasons why I tell my elite members, make content, create content. Make content around an offer, something free, something that you want to give away. Because as you give that away, you get paid through our referral marketing partners. And so that's that passive income. Now, a passive income is a long-term income strategy in your business. A lot of times people get involved with TW3 and they see me making money, you know, giving coffee away or doing this or doing that. And man, I want to do that. Well, that is the most difficult portion. RMP is the most difficult portion of this business. It takes a little while to get there, but it's there. We teach you to start with RMP, referral marketing, as a means to help people, number one, to incentivize traffic to come in to speak with you, and then to offer that traffic a value, whether they buy your system or anything. Like, for instance, if you're advertising in the job space and you're offering jobs, you know, say, hey, we've got hourly, we've got salary, we've got commission, we got this, we got that. As people come in, you vet them through our sales funnel that we show you how to build. And then you get 25 in people in your funnel, 20 of them not going to be right. And depending on how you're placing and what you're doing, you might even have 25 out of 25 not right. But the average of the people in our business is 20 out of 25 are not right. And you just softly say, hey, here's an hourly job. Here's where you can go to get that. Help them, send them out. You know, it's all good. And then you keep moving. And the five that you you talk to, they're right for this particular type of business. And you make money. And if you're an elite member, then you make a residual thereafter. So that's the difference between active, passive, and residual income.
Question two. What is the difference between a sale affiliate and a sales rep? If it's just a matter of one pays to join and one does not, then why would I pay? I don't understand.
Okay, so the difference between a sales affiliate and a sales rep in our business is the word trainer. We have sales rep and trainers, and we have sales affiliates. We have three levels of trainers: rep trainer, plus trainer, elite trainer. Those are our three levels of membership. The difference is a sales affiliate, you can join TW3, no charge, no cost, no obligation, no expense, no debt, no anything. You're not a trainer because it's impossible for you to train on something you don't own, right? How do you train somebody on a product, good service, a software that you don't have? So we pay you a commission, $100 to $300 commission, depending on which package you sold. But then you have to pass it off to your recruiter, your trainer. That's the person that actually has the system. And they have the system, and they will stick around after the sale to show the client how to use it, where to go for the information. They don't have to be the guru. They just have to show them, you know, we're in the back office to go. So that's the difference. A sales rep and trainer, any of our trainers are investing into the system, either up front with money or they're financing with nothing down, nothing for 6 months or however they want to do it. You know, we do have a great way of getting in, learning it, using it, making money with it before you have to pay for it. But that's done through being approved for financing.
It's a contrast from your last answer. You had a 20-minute answer and then a 3-minute one. I'm proud of you.
Well, you know, brevity is the soul of wit.
Question three.
And half the time I'm a dim wit.
There's an organ over there if you want to start playing it.
You think I'm taking it to church?
It's just the rhyming that throws it off. How can I make money from home part-time? I have a full-time job and just can't quit, but I would love to do something to earn extra money. Thanks, Jason.
Yeah, so the beautiful thing here is if you'll use the system the way we show you, you can start driving traffic all day. You're at work, you're doing whatever you do. I've got, that's the reason why truck drivers and Uber drivers, Lyft drivers, taxi drivers, people that are out in the highways and the byways, they love this business because they can do it at the same time. But even if you're in a job that you can't do this at the same time, you turn your system on, you use driving traffic, and then when you get home at whatever time of the day, you respond to the traffic. But keep in mind, the system is doing a lot of the work for you because it's automated if you set it up the way we show you. But you are going to, especially here again, active, passive, and residual. Your first part of this business, if you want to be successful, you need to be very active because activity drives results. And without good activity, you won't have good results. But matter of fact, if you got a full-time gig, I'd say keep the gig. I don't want anyone to just quit cold turkey and jump into this. I want them to ease into it. But, you know, what I tell everybody is once you've replaced your income, or at least 70 to 80% of your income on a regular basis weekly, then it stands to reason that if you can do that part-time, then full-time, you ought to be able to double, triple your income with efforts.
I was reading a live question we had. Question four. Terry, you said a person could become an elite member without having to pay anything. How is that possible?
Yeah, that's through the financing that I mentioned. It's basically you get approved. You can go to myzippyloan.com and get approved. You can finance our elite package for as little as $159 a month. If you're a PayPal person, you can actually get financed through PayPal. Braves are coming back 7-4. Thank you. I just got the alert on my watch. But you can get the elite package for like a little as $149.50 bucks a month. And guys, I want to tell you, if you're going to invest anything, before you spend another dollar on a flat screen TV or a new iPhone or whatever, invest in yourself, even if it's not this business. I just want to tell you, you know, the only way out of, you know, working for the man, and the only way out of, you know, having someone else suck up all your time, money, and freedom and taking charge of your own income, your own career, is to have your own thing. And if this is not right for you, no worries. But I want to encourage everyone that listens to this now live or is listening to this later in recording, invest in yourself. You know, before I spend money on an iPhone, an iPad, a flat screen or whatever, think a little bit about how you're spending your money, you know, and invest in a vehicle that you think is a viable way for you to gain some sort of financial freedom and time. Don't you think?
I would agree. The final question was, are you really making more money doing this than when you were selling insurance?
I am. One of the things that drove me crazy about insurance. Now, listen, insurance is a very viable business. There's a ton of people that are doing it. And I always tell people, you know, when you go into any major city in the United States, look at who's got the tallest buildings. It's always the insurance company. So the money, there's money in insurance. There's money in producing it. There's money in underwriting it. There's money in adjusting it. There's money in insurance. Here's the deal. Insurance is most people, when they first get involved, they're doing life and health, mostly life insurance. And life insurance, you can go to NIPR.org and look at the numbers. Only about 5% of people that get involved into insurance last more than a couple years because it's so difficult. I did well, went to Fiji and won trips all over the world. But even as a top producer, winning awards and all that, there's one thing about insurance that always turned me off.
Just waiting.
Would you like to know what it was? The chargebacks. Because you would go and you'd sell a policy, and in insurance, they'd give you like a 9-month advance. Let's say you sold a policy that was $100 a month. That's a $1,200 commission that you got if you got 100% commission. And so you got a 9-month advance on that. It's $900. They keep it a month or two, and the transmission goes out, or something happens, or Aunt Gertrude got sick, or whatever the deal might be. And then they're saying, hey, I'm going to have to let my insurance go. When they let the insurance go, the insurance company puts a debit on your account. So what happens is, and the numbers bear this out, about 25 to 30% of insurance that's written doesn't stick on the books. So you know, if you made $1,000 that week, you really need to count it as $70 or $700 because you got on this treadmill. And the thing I like about this business is there's no chargebacks.
Just about to ask that. It's not a question that anybody has right now, but just because I'm sure people are wondering what prevents chargebacks here.
Well, number one,
not that I don't know, but you know,
that's a great question. The reason we don't have chargebacks in this business is because it's a service and it's a contract. And we tell people up front, don't get involved with this if you don't want to do it. Because, you know, once you pull the trigger on this, software is purchased, hosting is purchased.
Training
is purchased. Yep. There's a lot of things that are paid up front that we don't get that money back. And so, you know, we make you sign off on it three times. I read, understood, and agree.
Yep.
There is nobody here twisting anyone's arm.
Right.
You know, caveat emptor. Figure it out before you do it, you know, because I don't want anyone. I want people sober-minded going into this thing. And so, you know, that's one of the reasons I designed the business the way I did, just because.
On a related note, but not completely related, I actually saw some of the strategies that we use as far as, like, funnels and stuff like that. And something else, I think it was the other day, I think it was yesterday, but it was a gym program that I was looking at.
Mm-hmm.
You can go on YouTube, you can find these workout trainers and stuff, and they'll give you different programs that they sell, and you can kind of see, like, the results of what they're doing, because if they're ripped, you're like, oh, well, it works for that guy, so, but he had a funnel set up for his software, and you purchase his package, and it was very similar to ours, but same thing, once you purchase training, there's no refunds on training.
Well, I mean, it's a service. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like having someone, hiring someone to come cut your grass and then say, well, you know, I decided I've changed my mind.
Yeah.
I like it long. I mean, it just don't work that way.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we try to tell everybody up front, you know, we want you in this sober-minded, you know, you're going to make money if you do what. Matter of fact, I don't know of any business that I've ever been involved with that even stands behind it with a guarantee, 90-day money-made guarantee, which says, if you get our system, you use it the way we show you, and you verify with us that you're using it the way we show you, in 90 days, we guarantee a minimum result.
Yeah.
You know, so, or we suspend all your admin fees. We do this, we do that. We get you hourly things. We throw all kinds of opportunity to get you on track making money until you get up to speed.
Yeah.
We don't offer refunds or anything. We can't, like we said, but it doesn't, you know, undermine the deal, the terms. But we're serious about what we do, and the people that make money in this are serious. And, you know, if you are serious and we'll do it the way we show you, you'll get there. Got any other questions?
Let's see. We do have a couple live questions. I hate it when you put the camera on me. I'm trying to avoid my face on the side picture. Let's see. We have someone that upgraded to Plus Friday. I'm going to kind of summarize this a little bit just because... a lot to go through, but they upgraded Friday, and they're sort of getting into it, like really starting to see the whole big picture of it, and they're starting to sort of see how it all comes together. And they said they went through the training originally for, you know, sales funnels and stuff, and they had a ton of leads, but they didn't want to follow up on the leads until they sort of knew, you know, the whole layout of the system, sort of wanting to understand it before they work it, which is sort of against what we advise sometimes. It's like, just go for it. Just do it.
Yeah.
It's the Shia LaBeouf. Just do it.
Just do it.
Yeah. But he just wanted to say that he's really starting to see the bigger picture of it. So I thought that was cool.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I mean, when you start off as a sales rep and trainer, you see just the selling of the system side of it. When you upgrade to the Plus, you start seeing the selling of the system and using the system to generate leads for this business and others. And then when you get up to the elite level, you start seeing how to build and flesh out your agency and have overrides on the activity of the referral marketing portion of all of the people under you, how to make money off of your affiliates, how to make money. I mean, you've got multiple streams of income. So
he had also asked about his his RMP links, which I believe I sent those today, actually, but if I need to resend them, it's not a problem.
Check your junk spam a promo folder if you don't see them, because a lot of times it might end up there, but Reagan's usually good about getting them out within 48 hours.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think we're caught up on all our RMP links. They're sent out, which there's an announcement about that later on we'll get to. If someone has been active before but they went inactive, what's a good way that they can start back up?
Yeah, all they got to do is go over to TerryWilson3.com/renew. TerryWilson3.com/renew and just pay their 90. And that's the other thing, guys. Once you invest in the system, you got the system. It's yours forever. If you go inactive, have to take some time off or whatever. Now, I think within so many, how many days is it? Because we have to delete their stuff to get it off our server because it costs so much.
I think it was what, 2 or 3 months. That's what okay. We have it at. At least it's what we used to have it at. I don't know. Since we've moved away from inbound, some things changed. But
yeah. We're going to quote you 2 weeks because I don't want to go out that far. But usually if you go inactive, if you'll let us know that you're going to be coming back the next month, we might can do something for you. But, you know, what happens is if you go and you build your blog and you build this and you build that and you got all this work involved, you got all your sales funnels, and then you go in inactive, if you're going to come back the next month, we'll keep it, you know, there for you and just still go dormant. But if you're going to go inactive indefinitely, you know, so that we're not continually paying the hosting and all the other jazz on there, we typically will delete all that off there just because every piece of software, plug-in, hosting, everything costs. That's what that admin fee's for.
Yeah.
Monthly admin fee.
Seems like that's the last 4 questions. Gary did say, though, that Chris Paul is hitting threes, and he is hitting threes. They're setting the high pick and roll. Capella's setting that high pick and roll, and they're scared of Harden because he's just going to draw the foul. So that just leaves CP3 open all the time. This is a beautiful, beautiful offensive team.
CP3, listen at you guys. Beautiful. Listen at you guys. All right, is anyone on here that wants to come on the show? And I can open up your mic if you want to talk to me and Reagan live and ask any questions about your business. Even if you're not getting involved with TW3 and you're asking, hey, Terry, I'm in this business or I'm in this business, we'd be more than happy to tell you, you know, how we can help you. Even if you don't do this business, I can give you some pointers on that.
I don't know if it's a joke, but Neil said Joe Spear does. So
Joe Spear's got some questions. Yeah, Neil, Joe's always got questions.
Someone did ask, what's the guarantee after 90 days?
So the 90-day money-made guarantee is basically this. You get in the system at a plus level or better. You use it the way we show you and perform steps 1 through 6 the way we show you. And you don't get the 90-day unless you enroll into it. Okay, so not every plus member or elite member has a 90-day guarantee. It's only those who have enrolled into it and they're checking in once a week saying this is what we're doing. Because I can't guarantee results unless the person will guarantee activity and execution on that activity. But if they will do that, then what we say is in 90 days, you're going to make a minimum of $1,200, $400 to $1,200 at a minimum, at a very minimum. And if you don't, we're going to keep you active. We're going to suspend your admin fees so it doesn't cost you anything to continue to work your business, okay? And we're going to get you involved in some of our work-from-home hourly salary opportunities to get some money coming into you until we get you up to that minimum threshold.
Cool. Joseph said Neil's a dancing fool.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Let's see, Nancy says, I had someone enroll as an affiliate. However, he wanted to sign up as a sales rep and trainer, but did not have the money to start, not even for the admin fee. Did I do the right thing by suggesting him the affiliate?
Yes. If someone does not have the money to invest, the best thing you can do, Nancy, and this is for any of our active members, the best thing you can do is, get, if they're wanting to do it, now that's the caveat here. Make sure they want to do it. They're not wasting your time. But if they're serious about doing something from home and you want to work with them, what you can do, Nancy, is sign them up as an affiliate so it doesn't cost them anything. And then let them know if they need leads, since they don't have the system that you have and they don't have a lead generation system, then you can sell them and work it out with them what you want to sell them. I mean, you need to get the cost out of a little bit of your time in generating the leads, but so that they have an active chance at making some money, generate some leads for them. And if you sell them, you know, 25 leads for $50 or something like that, something reasonable, you know, because I'm going to charge $89, you know, so I don't mind you undercutting me on the leads and whatever. Do, I mean, it's your business, manage it the way you want. But that way you've got them some leads and, you know, they can start working it. Now, if they don't have money to buy leads, then they're going to have to put out some sweat equity. They're going to have to start cold calling. And they can do that. But I would warn anybody on here, the number one reason why most home-based businesses fail, according to Forbes magazine, is you're going to run out of your friends, family, and foes. And that's what most of these home-based businesses, they call your friends, family, and foes. Well, that doesn't work very long, you know, and I don't want to be that guy. And most people don't. So you might want to encourage them to, you know, get some leads so they're not doing that. And then help them close the leads if they get a hold of someone that really seems to be someone that would do well in the business, that do well working from home or needs a lead generation tool. Maybe they're an insurance agent or real estate agent or someone like that. Then that's when you work with them to close that client out. But yep, absolutely, you did the right thing there.
Sorry, I'm reading.
You're not reading. You're watching this basketball game.
Look at my eyes. There's been a recording. I'm reading.
I'm seeing fools show up on my screen. Who's calling who a fool?
Oh, that was Joseph Spirit and Neil Craig.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
That's totally reasonable there.
Let's see. A Christian shout out to the Tracy family who have been so very kind to me. They recommended your services and they have my eternal gratitude. It's from Scott.
Well, very Scott, nice. Thank you so much. And did he come on with Tracy Matthews? Or
I'm
Tracy?
Not sure if they've come on yet.
Okay.
But, I mean, we have
good deal. Good deal. Well, I'm glad you're on tonight, and I hope you're getting value. And if you've got any questions, we'd love to answer them for you guys. So, you know, the main thing that I would encourage, you know, I was talking to I got a little bit of a snarky, you'll like this one, a little snarky email from a paralegal today. You know what a paralegal is?
Of course I do, but explain it anyway. No, the way you approach that is like, oh, I know what that is. But for all the people on here that
for all the people that...
For all the people that don't understand what that is, why don't you explain it to them, then?
The paralegal is like the RN or the nurse for the doctor.
Ah, okay.
You know, in the legal. They're not the lawyer, but they do a lot of the
footwork. Is that the lady that got arrested by that detective? That was that big thing in Colorado? She was...
No, this is someone here in Greenville.
No, I'm talking about that lady that... There was a detective that wanted to draw blood, but the nurse paralegal, I guess, couldn't draw it because he was unconscious. And so the detective arrested the nurse. Like, it was a whole big controversy about a year ago.
I didn't hear anything about it.
Yeah, it was a big thing on Facebook, but go ahead. Sorry. Segue.
Well, this person works for an attorney in Greenville. I'm not going to mention the law office. But I invited her tonight because she responded to an ad in a job posting site, a local job posting site that, as a matter of fact, I'll just tell you, she responded to one of my Greenville ads on Facebook that said, "Do you feel called to help others, to minister to others? And just need the people in front of you that you can help. And would you like to know a way to help them, never charge them anything and make money from it?"
Right.
You know, so, cause I mean, at the end of the day, you can be the most benevolent person in the world and want to help the world, but it's the paycheck that keeps the lights on,
right?
You know? And so what I try to do, one of the channels that I do is I show our elite packages to people that are coaching, consultant, ministry-minded people that want to help people in the areas of finance and family and in faith and whatever else. Because there's ways that you can do that, give them value, never charge them anything, and still get paid. And so she responded to one of those ads, and she got into my funnel. And so I sent the invitation that everyone got today to be on here. I said, we're going to be talking about working from home. We're going to be talking about home-based businesses. We're going to be talking about how to put a passion with your paycheck. You know, all the cliches that I use and metaphors. She sends me this email. And she says, "I believe life is about relationships, not money. Thanks, but no thanks. Take me off your list."
Good for her.
Yeah. Good for her.
Good for her.
Well, my point is this. My only point is this. Number one, you wouldn't have gotten that email had you not responded to an ad that said something like, "Would you like to make money?"
Isn't it ironic?
And number two, if you're going to send a snarky email to someone, don't send it with your email account tied to the law firm that you work from. Mm. Because then I go to the website and I say, who is this person? And it gives her complete bio, a graduate from a very well-known Christian school in Greenville, that her halo is just a bit too tight. Because I would tell her that if she wants to help people, if she does have a heart for people, a passion for people, then do it. But it takes money to survive and underwrite. And I guarantee you we're able to help more people through benevolent things that we do than she's able to do off of very little. And so I didn't get the mindset. I don't understand this mindset that money somehow is evil. I understand the love of it. What are you laughing at? Someone's saying something.
No, I know. I'm not repeating Joe's last thing. I refuse.
Well, Joe, you must be a prophet because I...
All right, next question. Here we go. Here we got go. One. This one's from Matt. I would like to use the bulk text service for my electricity broker company, but I want to make sure the text is not going to cause any FCC problems. I still have a one-on-one available with you. Would you help me write a text message to promote my business?
Absolutely, and it wouldn't break any FCC rules because the lists that we sell are all opted-in lists, so they have given us the authorization. We would not have that mobile number had they not opted in and said it was okay to send text to. So absolutely. That's the way our dialer works. That's the way our bulk texter works. The bulk emailer does not work that way, but our email system sets it up to where they can opt out. So we're not breaking any ICANN or FCC things that way. So as long as you put that opt in and it works and you don't email them back after they've opted out, absolutely. So good stuff.
Good question.
But yeah, Joe's right.
Stop.
Joe is absolutely right.
As a rep, what are the costs for leads?
As a rep, well, that depends on your sales rep and trainer, your recruiter. If you buy them from me, they're $89 for 25 leads. If you buy them from Neil Craig, he might sell you 25 leads for a dollar. I mean, who knows? Yeah. I don't want to speak for
maybe
him.
Maybe 50 cents. Maybe 50 cents.
Matter of fact, maybe he'll give them to you.
Email now, him at Neil. At, no,
email him now at The Dirty Dancer.
Context.
No, it's whoever asked that question, it's totally up to your sales rep and trainer because an affiliate works for the trainer. If you're tied directly to me, I have a blanket $89 for 25 leads and we send them to you.
Yeah. Also important to note, if you're a sales rep and trainer, we also show you how to generate your own.
If you're a member, we don't want you buying leads and just unless you have to or just that's we get and I God love them. I'm one of you, so I don't speak again. I'm speaking to my own people right now. We have people like myself that would just rather pay someone to generate leads for them than have to go through all the mess to do it themselves. Okay, because you have to use the system, you have to do it a certain way, and there's a certain generation and demographic. That's a polite way of saying old white guys. Like I said, I can talk about it. I am one, but you know, sometimes
my people.
Sometimes we just say, "Hey, would one of these teenagers do this for me?" And we charge
River.
We charge $89. And we set up your sales funnel and market it and drive the leads to it. And we generate a minimum of 25. However, I would tell you, most people will agree is not that difficult. If you will learn how to do it yourself, you can generate hundreds of leads for 25, 40, 50 bucks.
Yeah. Max. Something else. Matt was just saying he put his first ad out on Friday. And as of today, he has 150 applications. So.
And Matt, how many leads, how much money did you spend for that ad, Matt? Is he on tonight? I can open his mic up. We can just talk to him.
Don't do that to people. Well, I mean, he may like it, but you can't just be like, hey, put you on the mic.
I don't put people on the spot. That's true.
He said 45 and 35.
45 and 35. Okay, cool. So he spent, you know, 45, 35 bucks. And,
but I mean, even if you split that, you spent 35 bucks, you got 100 leads, 75 leads. That's
That's a ton of leads.
We only give you 25.
All you're paying for is ads. That's all you're paying for. And then you're running ads to this. We give you the ad copy. You can use it, make your own. We show you how to make your own, show you the softwares to use to make your own. You drive it through the funnel. The funnel has all of the video presentations. We show you how to drip on them. We show you everything. So, it's just rinse, wash, and repeat at that point.
This one's from Scott Crane. I'm looking to do lead generation as a business using CFS format as opposed to WordPress. What is the foundation of your funnel building?
Yeah, mine's WordPress. We all of our developers that I've paid to build our different software systems, we've used WordPress to do it. Now, people that get involved in our business, they see the back office and they say, oh, this is a WordPress site. And then they start trying to do things and they notice real quick that our theme doesn't allow them to do this and our theme works differently here. So WordPress is the architecture that we started with, but it's the code's been hacked. It's our own theme. It's designed to work a certain way. That's sort of the sandbox that I've paid my developers that builds our funnels, that builds our autos responses, that builds our landing page, that builds the dial system, the text system, all that stuff is done within that ecosystem. So that's what I use.
Cool.
Well, I hope everyone got some value out of tonight. Did I was gonna have River. God love him. He was gonna be on tonight.
What was he gonna bring? Here's what was going to happen. He was going to come on here and talk about video games and Twitch streamers and how they're making money off video games, which is cool. But that being said, why couldn't he make it?
Because he's downstairs playing video games.
That's what I'm saying.
The reason I wanted to have him, because when I talk to your generation, his generation, about working from home, doing something that you love and making money, oh, yeah. I mean, it's just like it doesn't phase. It doesn't. There's no selling to your generation that this is possible. When I talk to people that are my generation and up, oh well, I've tried. I've got involved with the Bobo Berries and tried to sell them. I got involved with the Motion Lotion and tried to sell that, and it didn't work. I did it. They have all this negative connotation because they've tried everything, and then the online world seems so foreign to some people. They're just like, there's just no way.
I'm going to retell the story. I told it to you yesterday, but it just goes into just how magical the internet is now. There was a guy, and he's using YouTube as his ad revenue. He just posts YouTube videos, and then people that watch it, he gets the ad revenue. So however much he's bringing in. But he started, his very first video was like, I'm going to count to 15,000, I think is what it was. And he literally just sits there. And he counts to 15,000. And you're thinking, like, why would anybody watch that? Nobody watches the full thing. But how many people are going to click on a video that says, I count to 15,000? Everybody. Because everybody's like, wait a minute. There's no way he really counts
to 15,000. There's no way. Yeah.
He really counts to 15,000. He generated all of this money from the ad revenue that he had on that video. And he does silly videos like that. I think he watched like it was voted the worst music video of 2017. He watched that video for 24 hours straight. And then he just posted it. Like, he does these stupid videos like this all the time. But said all that to say, now what he does is he goes on these sites like Twitch, all these streaming sites where you can donate cash to people. And what he'll do is he'll donate $10,000 like in one stream to these kids that are playing video games. He'll record that and get their reaction of them receiving $10,000, because it's a lot of money, especially for just these nobodies that are playing video games. He posts that on YouTube and he probably makes 20 grand from the video because 20 million people watched it. I'm just saying, this is the age that we live in. Like, you can make money from giving away money. Like, that's how it is. With the internet, there.
Oh, it's obscene. But that's my point. You guys are raised in it.
Yeah.
And I'm not just saying because you live here in the house with me and you see me on a microphone.
But no, the culture's changed.
And he was telling me that there's this kid that, I don't know how old, maybe you can speak to it. I don't know how, but he's not above 20. He's making over $500,000 a month.
His name's Ninja, and he plays one game, and he just streams it.
Why and how does he do that? Other kids watch him because they want to either learn or they're entertained.
He's branded himself.
He's branded himself, and he's got a little donation thing up there, and people pay him. And if he gets 500,000 people a month watching him, and or a million people, and half of them just give him a dollar or whatever, it's unreal.
And then and then after they're done donating, he posts that on YouTube and gets the ad revenue from it. It's insane. But he's branded himself. And I know that goes into some of our training, but
right,
he's branded himself. Everybody knows his name now. The developers of the game he plays put him in the game. It's called the Ninja Plunger, I think is what it's called. It's like a tool. It's like a little plunger. It's based off him. Like you just got to know how to brand yourself.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, everybody thinks I'm on some sort of ego trip. It's not that. It's just, and this is one of the things that we talk about in this business that we want all of our members doing. Make your own content. Especially if you're an elite member, start creating your own videos, start creating your own stuff, because the reason, I used to have a different dialer. I had this. I had all these different tools that I use, and I aggregated all these tools to be in my platform, my package. But I always put it under my name because there's only one TW3. There's only one, and so many times people have been trained wrong to be a sales rep or consultant for, and then they push the brand.
What did your podcast start out in? Insurance, right?
Yeah.
You were making podcasts about insurance. And you're not going to believe me, but I'm listening to this new podcast just because I thought it was really interesting. It's not an exterminator and it's not a beekeeper, but it's whoever gets rid of bees. I found this YouTube channel of this guy that'll go to these infestation of bees, and he just records himself. It's the most fascinating thing. And then he has a podcast with R&B links on there.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not interested in bees, but I'm watching it just because it's so fascinating to me. And I know this guy's making a mint off the views he's bringing in. Like, it's just...
Well, see, that's what
brand I... Brand yourself. Like, whatever it is you do.
Growing up, I always thought, man, if I could just make it. If I could just be talented enough to have a radio show pick me up and put me, because I'd love to talk on the radio.
Yeah.
Or if I could get talented enough musically to get a record contract. Or, my generation grew up saying you had to be this level. And then once you're at that level, you had to get discovered. Now, the internet's the great equalizer.
Yeah.
There are people really making more money on a little small YouTube channel than advertisers on the local NBC, CBS, ABC affiliates here in the Carolinas. So it doesn't, if you're waiting on someone to say, hey, you're worth something, you ought to try this, forget about that. Go for it.
Yeah.
There's no need. What are you waiting on?
And this guy, the guy I'm referring to, he's not a technical person. Like, you look at his videos, they're not edited well. I mean, if I say Bubba Gump from, he's country. He's country.
Oh, I get it.
But he's himself. And I'm sure there's some people that watch the videos and don't like, and they turn away immediately. Like some people I'm sure that watch our stuff, but it's just kind of like.
Well, that's the other thing. Because
there's no shame in
that's what
I was
talking about at the conference. You know, if you're branding yourself right, there's two things. There's two wonderful things that happen. Number one, you attract the right people. The people that have a rapport with you, but more importantly, you repel the wrong people.
Right.
Because, the worst thing you can do is get people involved in your business, especially if you're coaching and consulting or whatever. And, did they win? Oh, that's the third quarter. But get someone involved, and then they just wear you out because there's this personality conflict or whatever. So good stuff. Well, yeah, I just wanted to have... River on because he was going to talk to our audience tonight about a couple of these are kids.
Yep.
16 and 17 year old kids that are millionaires.
Oh yeah.
And what are they doing?
Playing video games.
Kind of hurts my feelings a little bit.
I mean, that could have been Joe Spear.
Could have been Joe Spear.
Any other questions?
We did have one more. Can a sales rep and trainer work email and text bulks?
Yeah, they can use the tool. Well, the tools are there, but the training on how to use them is not. But yeah, all of our tools are bulk texter, bulk emailer, voice broadcast, dialer, all of that stuff is at the basic level sales rep and trainer, just the training and support on how to use it. Because, you don't have to know how to use it to resell it. You just got to know how it works, where it's at, the training for it, so that you can resell it. Because keep in mind, the idea for a sales rep and trainer is to be someone who's strictly reselling the three packages. But that's the way it works. Well, guys, I hope tonight was of value to you. I hope you got a lot out of it. And if you didn't, you know, blame Tracy Matthews. She's the one that gave us everything that we were supposed to say tonight. And if something we said was offensive or wasn't right, then we'll blame Tracy for that tonight. You know, she's.
I don't even think I could do that.
No, Tracy's she's a nice. Sweetheart. She's an absolute sweetheart. We're so glad to have her back. But thank you guys for coming out tonight. We are going to have another live podcast next Monday at 9, and we'll be introducing Miss Lindsay Taylor. She's coming on as one of our coaches and consultants, and she's going to be coming on the podcast to help folks as well. Till next time, we'll see you later. Hey, remember, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And that's why I want to give you a free copy of my new book, You Are Worth More. Go to TerryWilson3.com/worthmore now.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
Man, it's a great system here. This is good stuff here. I wish I found this company 10 years ago.